With Hashem's loving grace, this is Laser Brody from the Hod Shel Chesed Yeshiva in the Holy City of Yerushalayim with another one of our many lessons in the week's Torah portion. This week's Torah portion is Shoftim. And one of the seemingly people that go past, there's a lot of seemingly interesting parts of the Torah. Torah mentions the Korbanot, the Torah mentions gifts, gift offerings to the Kohen. And the Torah says that whenever a person slaughters an animal to eat, the animal has to bring three gifts to the Kohen. In the Hebrew, the Torah says, the zoah l'chaim v'keva. What is the zoah? The zoah is the shank. The shank is the arm of the animal. L'chaim literally means the cheek meat. Okay, Rashi explains that it's the tongue and the meat of the head. A lot of people use this, especially for making chun. Makes it a good hamim. Is that they cook it, because the meat is not worth anything more for grinding, but like that. And then the cave, and then the stomach of the animal. Stomach of the animal. We look, everything that Hashem does in the Torah has deep intent. And what's so special? That a person, every time, okay, before you're welcome to have lamb chops, you're welcome to enjoy a good steak. But one thing, before you enjoy your steak, and before you have that good roast on Shabbat, and before you eat those lamb chops, make sure the Kohen gets the tongue and the cheek meat, the head meat together, okay? The head meat, which includes the cheek meat and the tongue, and the shank, and the stomach of the animal, okay? These are the gifts that are given to the Kohen of every animal. All right, Kohanim, they have a lot of meat. They eat a lot of meat. The Kohanim do not lack protein. That's why the Kohanim are strong, okay? They get plenty of protein. Baruch Hashem. Plenty, and their minds are sharp. Why? Because they got plenty of B12. There's a lot of B12 and riboflavin. They eat a lot of meat. Okay, Baruch Hashem. But what's going on? What's going on? If we open up Midrash Pinchas, Midrash Pinchas gives an amazing explanation. He says, where do we learn these three things? We learn these three gifts. Why these three parts of the animal? Why not another part of the animal? Why not give the code to the different part? Why these particular three parts? What's significant? Well, Midrash Pinchas says that the shank, the zoah, compares to Pinchas, his hand, that he took the spear, and he stopped the evil by killing Zimri and Cosby, the Midianite girl that he sinned with. And Pinchas saved a generation by doing that. And then what is significant of the tongue? Because of Pinchas' prayer. Midrash also tells us that when Pinchas, and he was a zealot, and he took revenge on Zimri rather than waiting for Hashem to take revenge, that he prayed. He prayed that it should be done the right way. Okay, and what's the stomach? The stomach is where Rashi explains the stomach is where a source of a woman's lust begin. That's why when the sota, the wayward woman, and she drinks the mei sota, she drinks the water that tests her. There's water in the holy temple that's mixed together with soil from the altar, from the floor of the altar. And a woman has to drink it. If she's been loyal to her husband, then she gets even healthier and she has beautiful babies. But if she's been disloyal, then her stomach falls, her thigh, and she says it's a terrible death. Okay. So we look for it. This is the source of it. The Midrash sounds kind of cryptic, but let's explain. What is meat eating? Okay, meat eating is more or less a luxury. Luxury is a staple of your bread and water. Bread and water is a person's staple. Like above the staple, then we have something that, another level, say vegetables, fruit, help us be healthy. And then a person can get protein from milk or eggs. But by the time he's eating meat, he's living a good life. Okay? Since the time of face of Mikdash, Torah says everybody should have a good life. Eat steaks, eat lamb chops, right? Wonderful. But while you're having the good life that Hashem gives you, Don't forget what you're doing on earth. Because you're not on earth to eat the steaks and lamb chops. Hashem is a great boss. Hashem is a loving father. Hashem says, enjoy yourself. Okay, why are you doing? You need B12? Fine. I'll give you a good source. B12, have a wonderful steak. Okay, you need riboflavin? Good. Enjoy the lamb chops. Go ahead, enjoy it. I'll give it to you. I'll give you a great income. Ah. But it's not yours, and that's not the end. That's the means. It means to being healthy, being happy. Gemara says, for the celebrating Shabbat, celebrating Yom Tov. The Gemara itself says that the celebration of a Yom Tov is good wine and a good piece of meat. This is what brings the Simchat Yom Tov. Go ahead and enjoy it. Feel free. Wonderful. But don't forget who you're serving. Don't forget what you're doing here on earth. So you take the zroa, the shank is corresponds to a human hand. What's a human hand? Action. Action. When the Torah condemns a person for thinking that his actions bring him the blessing in life, it's a person that says, the might of my right hand. Hand is action. Okay. This is the opposite of emunah. So we give the kohen the shank to remember that our actions should be dedicated to Hashem. So why do we give the kohen the tongue, the animal? Why? Because the tongue is a delicacy. The kohanim, they're all from New York deli families, and they all eat pickled tongue. Okay. Not necessarily. We give the kohen the tongue to remember that our speech shall be for Hashem. What's our speech? Chofetz Chaim says that a person's speech should be in prayer and in Torah. And we're allowed, b'dievet, we're allowed, by the way, to use speech to make a living. But really, a Jewish man is not allowed to waste his speech on things other than Torah and learning. And we use to make a living. That's to contribute to our Torah and learning. Even more so, if somebody reads the Zohar, it's really something. The Zohar says a person comes down to the world and has an allotment of speech. You, sir, will be allowed to say 3.2 billion words. As soon as you say 3.2 and one word, 3.2 billion and one word, that's it, you're leaving this world. If a person knew that he had an allotment of speech, he'd say, well, he'd invested only the best investment. Wait a second. Is this what Hashem wants? Is this Torah? Is this tefillah? Do I need to tell this joke? Do I need to tell idle stories and talk politics and things that are inconsequential to my service of Hashem? Think twice. Where the Chofetz Chaim says, if a person is careful in his mundane speech and he asks himself, do I need to say this or not? That he will certainly never violate the laws of speech and say forbidden speech. Because he's careful about his simple mundane speech. His non-Torah and Tefillah speech. This is why we give the kohen the tongue. The l'chaim. Cheek. Tongue. Cheek part of the mouth. The cheek includes the tongue. The speech. And then we give the kohen the stomach. Because the stomach is the center of bodily appetites. And then we know that our bodily appetite should not be for our lust, but our desires should be Hashem's desire, what He wants from us. In other words, a person should even think to take Hashem's mitzvahs and turn it into games for entire Hollywood. Of course, Hashem told us to get married, and Hashem gave us every part of the body has certain parts of mitzvahs. So a person has parts of his body that are connected to procreating, connected to make his second generation, to raise his children. Wonderful, biggest mitzvah in the world. But as soon as he takes the same exact mitzvah and turns it into his own bodily lust, it's the biggest aveir in the world. This is the secret of Zoa L'chaim and Keva, these three particular gift offerings that we give for every animal we slaughter, we give to the kohen. Okay? To make our speech, our deed and our desires shall be part of Hashem. Meanwhile, enjoy the steak, enjoy the lamb chops. Hashem wants us to have a good life. Hashem loves to see one of the Yishikin, they've got a gorgeous Shabbat table. Hashem wants everybody to have fish and great wine and meat and fresh challahs. Hashem wants all that. And Hashem gets wonderful nachat. Just like when you marry off your kids and you see they're happy and they've got everything, they lack nothing. Of course, every parent loves that. And this is exactly what Hashem wants. But we have to remember that not to take it for our own lust and bodily appetites, but everything to uplift Hashem. And that's one of the secrets of our Avodah Elul, and this will uplift us to Rosh Hashanah. So meanwhile, have a wonderful Shabbat, and when we all hear good tidings, and everybody all their heart's wishes for the best, amen.
Amen.